Hi FM, 101.9 megahertz of life.
Sticking with traffic, or travel rather, the Omicron virus may have affected the aviation industry. And we can see that airline bosses are concerned about this. Joining me now on air is Putejo Mojapela, who is an aviation analyst. Putejo, welcome to Chai FM this morning. Thank you for joining us on Christmas Eve. And please, let's just go straight into this. How has Omicron affected the aviation industry?
Good morning to the listeners. This variant had really had quite a bad impact on the airlines, more especially when you're looking at the airlines that are coming from the European, the UK especially. So when the announcement was made, especially from the Britain, when they red list South Africa, the two airlines that were heavily affected was mainly the British Airways together with the Virgin Atlantic. Virgin Atlantic was supposed to have started the Cape Town route out of London, and they had to abandon those plans. And they were all sold out for the festive season. Remember, in the UK at the moment, in the Europe, it's winter. So majority of the people, they were actually coming to South Africa for a nice summer vacation. And those flights were cancelled and people were rescheduled or given their vouchers to travel at a later stage. So it did really affect the airlines, but particularly for us here in South Africa, it affected mainly the tourism industry because those establishments, that tourism establishments that were booked, had to be cancelled because the people are no longer coming. It did really affect quite significantly the airline. But for us in South Africa, it didn't really make any difference for those airlines that are operating domestically here at home.
So I need to ask you this while I've got you on the line. It's not related to Omicron. It's related to the state of our state-owned airlines and associated airlines like Mango. Obviously, the COVID virus has had a knock-on effect on airlines throughout the world. Some of our airlines were on their last feet. Being in the same boat as other airlines, has this put us onto a better footing, or has it made the situation worse in respect of SAA and Mango?
Well, with regard to SAA, as we know, they are not necessarily operating internationally as yet, except Accra as well as the other regional routes that they operate in, Lagos. They have actually started operating to Lagos. I think at the moment they're doing fantastic. They have utilized the festive season period cleverly. I think they went out there on the market to capitalize on what is currently happening on the festive season. So they were not necessarily affected because the load factor, when I checked on our system to check the other airlines' load factor, their load factor was sitting at about a good above 65%. I mean, for any airline who's starting, and especially after this COVID, having to have that kind of load factor of 75%. So you are literally, you know, cutting it the way you would have loved to have it, because that 65 translates to basically 100% when you're looking at the cargo that you would be carrying. So they're doing fine. With regard to Mango is still having some issues with the BRP, and that process is still ongoing. It hasn't really, rolled out properly. So they're still sitting literally at the back. We're not at the stage where we can say, well, we need to look at them equally as we're looking at SAA, because the plan hasn't necessarily been rolled out the way they would have loved to have it, because they still have a lot of issues that needs to be resolved. They still need to get a strategic partner and so on. Until such time, that's when we can look at it. The Mango is still at the back footing, as your question was relating.
Well, the news about SAA really was reassuring and a great way to end off the insert. Putejo Mojapele, aviation analyst, thank you for joining us on this Christmas Eve.
Thank you so much, and have a lovely Christmas to you and the listeners.
Thank you so much.